This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's begin today with the ongoing dispute between Quincy and Boston over a proposed bridge to Long Island in Boston Harbor. Now, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh officially filed plans last week to rebuild the bridge. It had been abruptly shut down in 2014 because it was unsafe, and that forced the closure of hundreds of beds for the homeless and for addiction treatment that were on Long Island. Boston's Chief of Health and Human Services, Marty Martinez, says the city wants to build a modern new recovery and treatment facility on Long Island, but they have to build the bridge first.
We have a unique opportunity to create a campus that's away from neighborhoods, that's away from some of the challenges that people might face.
But Quincy isn't having it because residents there are concerned about increased traffic that the bridge would bring and the lack of clarity about what Marty Walsh's bigger plans are for Long Island. Well, joining us now on the line is the mayor of Quincy, Thomas Koch. Mayor Koch, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good to be here.
So first of all, I mean, there was a hearing yesterday in Quincy with residents in the neighborhood. I mean, what did you hear from folks?
Yeah, we had about 300 people out at the Squanum School last night, folks from Squanum and the Marina Bay sections of our city. And it was quite clear that they want no part of a bridge connecting through Quincy because, once again, it brings all the traffic through some residential neighborhoods, particularly Squanum.
Yeah. So, but tell me, what's the difference between this new bridge that Mayor Walsh wants to bring and the old bridge that was once there, right? I mean, before Mayor Menino had to close it down to regular traffic, the bridge was there. So what's the difference this time around?
Well, the difference is the bridge isn't there now. So the people are very happy with the quality of life. There were always issues when the bridge was there. You know, there's a long history of Boston using Moon Island and Long Island for things they don't want in their neighborhoods, and yet they want to continue to put them by our neighborhoods. And it's really an issue of access out there, that the traffic and migrating through that neighborhood is not an easy one. You know, what the city of Boston wants to do with the island is their business. But when the bridge connects to Moon Island, which is in Quincy, It's our business. They'll be using our streets. So I was hoping that the city of Boston would take a closer look at potential water taxi and ferries. We have cities all over the world that live by ferry. In fact, Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard live by ferry, quite frankly.
Yeah. So just to be clear, I just want to be sure I understood what you just said, that the difference is after they closed the bridge down, obviously traffic died down, right, and the residents prefer it that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And before the bridge was built, they operated ferries to that hospital, Long Island Hospital, for decades.
Yeah. So, you know, Boston has been saying, I should make it clear that we did put some requests out to Mayor Marty Walsh and he declined to join us today. But the city has been saying that Quincy would benefit if Boston was able to build this new recovery treatment campus on Long Island. And I just want to play a little bit of tape for you, Mr. Mayor Koch. This is from Chris Osgood. He's the chief of Boston's chief of streets, saying that the city provides services for people from around the region, and that would be true, too, for a new recovery center on Long Island.
This is about a regional challenge. We are working with all of our regional partners, including obviously Quincy, and we think whether it's through the methods of construction or the services that we're going to provide, this is something that we can work with our partners in Quincy on.
Your thoughts?
Well, quite frankly, we are doing our part, not only for Quincy, but for the region as well. City of Quincy is no slouch. We have a homeless shelter. We have a number of facilities in Quincy, detox facilities, sober homes, methadone van. We have an awful lot now for treatment and for people that are going through substance abuse crisis. I think that's laudable to look at a regional approach. And if we're going to go a reasonable regional approach, then maybe there's other sites we look at, too, maybe beyond the bounds of Boston as well. You know, there's communities across the Commonwealth on the South Shore that, do not, in my opinion, don't do their part on some of these issues, and perhaps they could participate in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. But, you know, it really comes down to the access issue. It's not about what's on the island. And, again, I applaud what they're considering to do because we certainly need more of it. But I just think that adding that traffic burden through my residential streets is not the way to do it.
Mm. Well, that's Mayor Thomas Koch. He's mayor of the city of Quincy, speaking to us about the concerns that residents in Quincy have about Mayor Marty Walsh's desire to rebuild or build a new bridge to Long Island. Mayor Koch, thank you so very much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Enjoy the day.
And I should say that, once again, we did put a call out to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, and he was unable to join us today. Well, let's move on to some other news or other stories from around the region. It's no secret that New Hampshire's state-run tax-free liquor stores draw in new customers from across the region, and it's been this way for years. Perhaps maybe you make a quick stop on your way through the state to pick up your favorite libation, tax-free, on the cheap. But for decades, law enforcement from nearby states have been keenly watching these purchases, especially for those folks who are really stocking up. Reporter Todd Bookman has the story of a recent wave of arrests aimed at bootleggers coming into the Granite State.
Right around noon on November 9th of last year, a black Chevy Suburban pulled up to a New Hampshire liquor store. The driver was a guy named Juncheng Chen, 46 years old, from Queens, New York. Chen bought some booze, then headed off to another liquor store to make another purchase, then another, then another. In total, he bought liquor at six different New Hampshire stores that afternoon. Chen didn't know it, but he was being watched. A criminal investigator with the New York State Department of Taxation was trailing him, following him from store to store, and then southbound on the highway. When Chen crossed the border back into New York, the investigator contacted a state trooper. Chen was pulled over with 757 liters of alcohol in his trunk, including more than 500 bottles of Hennessy cognac. He was arrested on felony charges for violating New York state law regarding importation of liquor. Ming Li Chen is his attorney.
They happen to have the same last name, but not related.
Ming Li Chen says his client had no previous charges related to bootlegging. He also denies that he was going to resell the liquor.
He was buying the alcohol for personal use, for parties at home or parties somewhere.
500 bottles of Hennessy for personal use, for parties. Okay. Anyways, officials from the Department of Taxation in New York declined to answer questions about this case or any of their activities in New Hampshire. That silence makes it hard to know how frequently they're conducting these types of stings. But what's clear is this. Other states know New Hampshire is a source for alcohol for bootleggers, and they're willing to cross state borders to try to stop it.
You know, from our perspective, This is an organized criminal activity.
Gary Kessler is deputy commissioner at the Vermont Department of Liquor Control. Along with New York, court records show his agency has also sent investigators to stake out New Hampshire liquor store parking lots in recent months, including in Peterborough and Keene. When the customers crossed back into Vermont with trucks full of booze, they were arrested for violating that state's liquor laws.
Clearly, these guys aren't just randomly deciding that they're going to come up and buy some cases of alcohol. They're coming up here with a shopping list. These guys had a notebook. They have the money and the gift cards.
These operations by other states are happening without the assistance or knowledge of New Hampshire officials. The Liquor Commission says it wasn't notified. Neither was the AG's office or state police.
Well, quite frankly, I'm troubled by it.
Cross-border enforcement by these other states comes at an awkward time for the Liquor Commission. Earlier this year, Executive Counselor Andrew Valinsky called for an investigation into how the state agency handles large all-cash transactions. Transactions, he says, could be in violation of federal financial laws. The IRS has also been asking questions about bootleggers. Valinsky says the lack of communication between the states raises additional concerns.
I'm troubled that there's not the ability to coordinate with New Hampshire to address these issues. And I think it's a sad state of affairs that we as New Hampshire are not setting an ethical example.
Ethics aside, liquor is big business in New Hampshire. The state-run stores are a cash cow today and have been going back decades. And other states have been angry about their residents making illegal purchases for apparently just as long. Back in the 1970s, Massachusetts and Connecticut sent officials to stake out liquor store parking lots. According to Tom Rath, who was attorney general at the time, this didn't sit well with then-Governor Mel Thompson. Rath says the governor ordered New Hampshire State Police to shoo away the tax collectors.
And it got pretty feisty, and Governor Thompson was never one to back away from an issue like that. So it was an interesting time.
Rath says the big difference between then and now is the size of the purchases. These aren't just folks picking up a few bottles of scotch. These bootleggers are moving huge quantities, and they're likely reselling them.
That's a lot of Hennessy.
Yeah.
I met this gentleman recently in a Manchester liquor store parking lot.
Believe on that about that bootlegger that's been going on for 50 years.
He wasn't eager to give his name. He also wasn't excited about the attention bootlegging is getting from law enforcement right now. But he doesn't expect it to stop.
I'm going to tell you something. This is going to be a story, a hot story for a minute, and that's it.
And with that, he continued loading case after case of Hennessy cognac into his white van with New York plates.
That story from reporter Todd Bookman comes to us through the New England News Collaborative. It's going to last longer than a hot minute. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.